Recording is on, and let's get this show on the road. And good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, Hump Day, March 14, 2018. Yours truly, Rayman98 here along with...
Okay, good morning, TNT. How you guys doing? I know it's going to be an interesting day, so let's get it started. All right? What's going on?
Okay. We'll jump off with the updates that we sent out yesterday to recap and then take us forward. So information we sent out to you guys yesterday, access to international airports in the Kurdistan region have been restored. Full international flights are expected by March 15, which would be tomorrow. Iraqi TV was also reporting that Erbil has reclaimed previously disputed areas that belong to Erbil, so they have them back. Parliament processed 11 laws on yesterday, and they are in recess until Thursday. And banks are supposedly waiting on Iraq to make its rate changes public before they spring into exchange action. That information was coming to us. Alok was on TV indicating that all of the banks in the Kurdistan, will take their lead from the CBI. So sounds like CBI is in control now. They're calling all the shots. Parliament calls for an urgent meeting regarding the federal budget, in spite of them being at recess. So something should come from that. We had some members with Zim appointments that were set for Tuesday had been rescheduled. One told me they were pushed into Thursday, the other one until further notice. And then, of course, we have that the Iraqi citizens were being told to expect to see lower denoms to be released next week. And last but not least, we did share with you that the Zimbabwean government is entertaining the idea of removing the Zim from the first basket, and that's due to the confusion that's regarding the final details and disposition of that currency. Those were the updates that were shared on Tuesday throughout the course of the day. So, Tony, where do we go from there? What do we want to discuss today?
I know there's going to be a lot of questions, so let me see. All right, the banks, we're going to go. As we know, they were gearing up to go. This morning, they're not. And that was the word that came out yesterday. Because of what was going on with the budget and everything, they want to see the rate, which shouldn't have been anything. But that did prompt Iraq to move. It did prompt a couple of news articles and for a body to come out and say that the budget could not be challenged the way they were trying to do it, along with, I forgot his name now. Anyway, they let the people know they couldn't send the budget back, couldn't adjust it or do anything with it until it became law. So now it's going through the process. Started on the 3rd. They got 15 days, take it to the 18th. And he has 3 more days, takes it to the 21st. The entire process. Could they have done it earlier, shorted it out? Yes. The president, Fasam, which is part of Kurdistan, didn't want to sign it off because it makes it look like he's going against his own people and their wishes. So they wanted to send it back. They said they had 31 adjustments they wanted to make to it that was based on the meeting that they had and what they came together with. But all that will be done after it becomes law, which the last day should be on the 21st, which is okay. So because they got together, and you'll see today's articles are telling you that Barzani and Abadi are all lovey-dovey, and all of Iraq is now one. They've opened all the airports, all the borders, all the trusts, everything is going to be under the central government's control, as it is in any other country now. So everybody's back together, and we're happy for them. They are telling them the Lord's denials will be out in a couple of days, in the coming days. We now know, as of yesterday, that has been narrowed down to the next 7 days. Oh, it just happens to be the 21st. Who would ever thought that would happen? So, now I'm telling them within the next 7 days, the Lord Denom should be released. So, if they're released, if the rate is released, then maybe we can get this party started somewhere in the next 7 days, because that's what we're looking to do. Okay, as far as that information goes. Talked to the banks this morning. They're doing absolutely nothing. That's just saying we're doing nothing. Everybody's sitting down waiting to see, but this news is just rolling out. Can they go? If they choose to go, yeah. But it's within 7 days anyway. They weren't sure what was going to happen there. Everything's going to get tied up, and now Iraq is making sure the world knows that they are going to make this budget law, and anything after that will happen after that. The rate should be out, the law should be there, and they're going to go according to their constitution. So that ends all those issues. With the Zim, guys, because I know there's going to be a whole lot of questions here and people are concerned about it. I think there's a little bit of a misunderstanding here. They were trying to set up different programs. They're running it through their minds. They're running it through committee meetings and saying, how would it work if we do this? How would it work if we do this? These are our options. And you guys have been exposed to some of those options, which are changing the different rates, changing it from, 14 cent to 11 cent to 7.5 cent. How do we do the zeros? 0.6 zeros or take the zeros off? How do we limit our exposure? The number of Zim per person, the number of Zim period. Even talked about taking it down to 1 cent. Will that do it? If we made it 1 cent instead of 11 cent and just let everybody go helter-skelter, put theirs on out. That's things that they're talking about. Or even just taking it off the board is things they're talking about, suggestions that were put out, not decisions that have been made. They're still talking about all of that and trying to figure out how to do this. So what we were told yesterday while we were discussing this is it should be a decision made by Friday. By Friday, they should have run through every scenario and let's see how this thing shakes out. By Friday. So we don't know this morning. My personal opinion is they will never take it out the basket because as we were discussing it, and I made it known, if you take it out of basket one and put it in basket two, and then you've just handed these people millions of dollars, and these people is us, millions of dollars, in dinar and dong, do you not think they're going to spend millions of dollars on Zim? So when it does come out, your problem is exaggerated by a million times? So that really wouldn't make any sense. Even if they lowered it down to 1 cent and you got 1 million per note, how many people wouldn't take $1 million and buy a million of them? So that just doesn't even make sense. So they're going to have to come with something else. And it's not necessarily, well, it is Zimbabwe who couldn't accept it all at one time. But again, I said, guess what? Iraq is not accepting all the dinar at one time either. Our government is taking it in and using it over the next 30 years to buy oil. That's how they're going to absorb it. Well, they're going to do the same thing. Well, they don't have to because our new administration didn't want to do the same thing with the Zimbabwe and then buy theirs. That's why they're trying to work this out, because neither one, our government or their government, didn't want to be responsible for it for the next 25 years. Well, the banks didn't want to do it for 25 years. Government didn't want to be responsible. Majority of the banks. What we were told yesterday was there are two new individuals or entities who said they could do a proposal for 25 years, and they wanted the opportunity to try it. So somewhere between yesterday and Friday, they're putting together their presentation, and we're going to see what happens. That's all. So nobody needs to be worried, concerned, or that the Zimbabwe is getting cut off, because I don't ever see that happening, period, because they do have to fund that country. It is what we're doing. As a matter of fact, just the opposite of China. China couldn't get in on the dinar, so they put together a group and they're buying it. China and Russia already have a foothold in Africa, taking over, so this is our way of getting in. So we're still going to have to do it, because this is how the U.S. is getting their foot stake in on what they want, the oil, the mineral, the gold, the silver, everything that Africa has to offer. So something will definitely be worked out in the system one way or another. We just probably won't find out before Friday. That's all. All right? So I got a text this morning, and somebody said, hey, the price went down $20 on the ZIM. Should I buy more? And I said, well, that's up to you. And then they text back, well, would you buy more? And I said, I buy more every week, because that's what I do. I buy more every week. And I tell you guys, every time they say they're going to do the RV, I don't care if it's dinar, dong, anything else, and they don't do it, then I just buy more, because that's on them. If it's too much out there, then do the RV. If not, every time you say you're not, then I'm going to buy some more. I don't care if it's one note more, two notes more, whatever it is. I mean, spend $10 on another ZIM, $14 million note. I don't care. I'm buying more because you're telling me you're still doing it, and you give me the opportunity to buy more. So that's what I do. Everybody has to make that decision for themselves. Okay? But there's already too many of you out there anyway. It's already too many with too much money, that's causing a problem because it wasn't built like that. But we continue to grow every week. Because, you know, I told some people last week, over the weekend, as a matter of fact, I said, you need to be at Union Bank on this street. Go to, Exchange? Now I can't even think about the name of the place. But you go in the bank, go to the exchange window, and this is what you need to buy. And I say, you need to be there at 9 o'clock to do it, because this whole thing could happen at 9:15, 9:30. Get in there and buy your millions. Because that's what I tell everybody I talk to. Everybody I see, go do it, because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And let's get what we can get, because I don't see 8 million people being involved in the next basket. Just not going to happen. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, they're doing their very best to make sure it doesn't happen. Even going to change the law to make sure it doesn't happen. So if you're not in on this deal, you probably won't get in on a deal. So, all right. But that's all good news. We're still going. We don't know. We have absolutely nothing today. Haven't talked to anybody. We were again told that the NBA is done. Still don't have it. But it's supposed to be done. They were going over to the Pentagon on Monday. Today's Wednesday, right? They were going over there to see. We still don't have it. The 800 numbers, we still don't have them. Even though they're ready to go, and we're supposed to get them they were still trying to make a decision on whether to give out the numbers or give out a site, which I said, again, it's better for them to create a site and just send us a link. Then, you know, we have to adjust our site and post everything on it. It's better for them to do it because they can keep control and integrity of the list. Instead of turning that over to, and not only just us, I mean to the other gurus also, because everybody was supposed to, well, not everybody. Five people were supposed to get a copy of the 800 numbers to put on their site or send out to their people. But that's where we're at, so we wait. So if we wait somewhere in the next 7 days, because they're going to put the lower denoms out somewhere in the next 7 days, they're going to do the budget somewhere in the next 7 days, and they want to see the rate in the budget somewhere in the next 7 days, then that's what we have to see in the next 7 days. Do they wait to the final day to do it, or do they do it just before? That's what we have to wait and see. All right, Ray, did I cover everything?
Yes, sounds good to me.
Oh, okay.
I guess we'll entertain a few questions.
All right.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Let's go to the question board. And the first question we're going to go to. Several of these questions are already asked and answered, either now or on the last call. So some of you can just go back and listen to the playback if we'll answer your question. CSJ2. Please elaborate a little more about the first $50 million in a trust being exempt from federal taxes. The remaining amount, over $50 million, is subject to what tax? Is it a long/short-term capital gain based upon how long you have held the currency? What type of trusts are affected by this issue? All right, the little information I have, all trusts are affected by it if it's a general trust. If it's, you know, just a basic trust and doesn't have some type of tax-exempt feature to it. This is something that we had some members who had professional tax people that gave them this information. I didn't argue with it, so it was what we were given at that time, and we haven't been presented anything contrary to that. And so that was the first $50 million was exempt. Anything over that, that trust would be subject to 39.6% tax on that surplus money over $50 million if it keeps it. So it's not all that big of a deal if you follow through the entire strategy of what you're doing with the entities and your tools. It wouldn't be a need for a trust to retain and hold more than $50 million. I can't think of one that you can't let some other tool do that and alleviate the tax bite. So where there's a will, there's a way. So don't let that worry you. Bria PW1006. Are we presently able to go exchange 125K IQD note at Wells Fargo or any bank for the 371 rate? Give that one, Tony.
No. Nobody is exchanging any IQD right now, or we all would be at the bank exchanging IQD. I said, I was wondering why you even read that. Oh, God.
Because when I was previewing it, I overlooked the word presently. And I just thought, yeah, it was general. Can we go to any place and get 371 when the rate comes out? But when I just read it, then it hit me after I said, okay, Tony, take that one. I did read presently. That changed the whole context. Okay. Peaches 1 says, Tony, except for NDA violations, we haven't heard anything about clawbacks in quite a while. Since the $1 billion cap has been put into effect, would you please ask your contacts, if you haven't already, if the SKRs that are waiting to be released will be reduced to the $1 billion limit? also, what about your friend that received $800 million a week for 6 weeks? Do you think he will have a clawback to the $1 billion limit?
Okay. You're right. We did already discuss it, and I do have an answer. Hold on. I got to go get my notes. I wasn't even going to talk about it, but since you did ask, let me see here. Hold on for a second. Uh-oh. I wrote it down, so I have exactly what it said. Hold on, whoever that is sending me text messages. Hold on, I'm not at the phone. I'm walking around. Hold on. Okay. So what they intend to do, and again, this is not final. It's because of the present situation, and they know people are going to get upset about it. Wait a minute. Oh, okay. What they're going to do is tell those people anything over $1 billion, they're going to, this is what they proposed to do. I'm not going to say they're going to do. This is the proposal that's being submitted. So, again, you guys are getting information before it's finalized, but they are going to do profit sharing with those people, which is really hold their balance over $1 billion, bring them in to sign an agreement where they would get a half a point to 3 points on a profit sharing deal with the government on anything over $1 billion. Now, that's a half to 3% paid monthly by the government on any balance over $1 billion was the proposal. Now, unfortunately, again, though, they're proposing to do that with everyone who already got over $1 billion. They don't know what they're going to do with us yet. And that part they're still discussing. But that's what they propose to do with those guys because they already gave it to them. Okay? So, again, we don't know. Maybe we'll know on Friday. Hopefully it's all resolved. But that was part of the conversation yesterday. I mean, not yesterday. Monday after the call. That's when we talked. Monday after the call. All right?
Okay.
No, not. It was supposed to be for anybody who got it already.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Scout
yes,
says,
and, I do have, let me answer this other text real quick. The same military information we had on Monday, we still have it, but we've not been authorized to put out the military information yet. So, I got to wait, but they do have something for veterans. All right. But.
Okay. We're good?
Yep, we're good.
All right. Scout Dad says, do you think it will hit 4X first before we go?
No. I think if it does anything now, we're all going to go together. But unless it's on a Friday evening, and they get it started on the weekend, that's the only way it won't, other than that. Okay?
Okay, the Grace Man says, in the past few calls, there was mention of information that the bankers were receiving that was different than what the committee was providing. Can you elaborate on these differences?
Yeah, the committee provides information. Huh?
Go ahead.
What are you saying? Oh. So the committee was providing information that they're discussing within the committee, options, things like that. This is what we're going to try to do. This is what we're talking about doing, or this is the new procedure we've agreed to do. The bankers all don't have that information yet. So last Friday, that's what, when the bank asked for a delay, they said was to put out the new information and update everybody on what was going to be finalized. And then that wasn't even finalized. So here we are. So they're giving us some information that they're suggesting being done and some information that they know has already been agreed on being done, which hasn't been put down yet. You guys remember this. I think I told you there was like seven committees. Yeah, because you said there was seven committees. But then each committee has 5 to 7 people on that committee. So everybody gets to bring in suggestion, ideas, why don't we try this, why don't we try that, and they send them up one level, and they look at all of them. So Committee A is not talking to Committee C or Committee D. They're talking to one level up. Here's our idea. Well, here's ours, and here's ours, and you guys decide out of those which ones are the best to send up to the next level, because that's how things work. And we're working with one or two committees. I don't know what the other four are doing, what they're submitting. So they're saying, you know, this is what we got from up top, and that's what we're working on, ideas, suggestions for. And this is the part they said was final. They're going to do this, and this is the part where they're trying to figure it out. And this is what our committee is submitting to it, which makes sense, okay?
Okay. Boy, this next question really hits home with why I've been telling you guys for years now, you don't need to rush into trust. Just wait. Learn what it is and then get it. Question says, you mentioned on Monday's call that a trust would be taxed on an exchange after a certain number. I believe it was $500 million. If the money is being taxed prior to the exchange, isn't that double taxation? Okay, first off, we did not say that. We said that you exchange and then grant money into a trust, the first $50 million was exempt from taxation to the trust. So there's no double taxation there. You moved money from you to another entity, and that always provides a taxable opportunity unless it's in the form of a gift, where the gift tax is still going to get somebody. So we want to clear that up. Now, this is where it really gets worse. If that is the case, then would it not be better to take my currency out of my trust and exchange it as an individual? Now, let's attack that. First off, if it's being held in trust, it is not your currency to take. Second, it is not your trust. People don't own trust. It's like you don't own another person. You don't own a trust. It's a separate individual. Now that property belongs to that trust. So if you take it out and exchange it as an individual, you have just committed a crime. Embezzlement, probably. Theft, definitely. You took property that belonged to somebody else and exchanged it as your own and deposited into your bank account. So you start looking up embezzlement and what that encompasses. And you guys need to know what you're doing when you do these things and know what it represents. You don't own a trust, and you can't put stuff in a trust and then take it back out at will and treat it like it's yours just because that's what you want to do. You can find yourself having some legal complications doing those things. Okay, Jay, did you want to comment on that at all, Tony?
Nope.
Okay, I didn't want to deprive you of the opportunity, should you have wanted to.
All right, I appreciate that.
Anyway, JLW says, I have not heard you mention the infrastructure investment recently. Have you anything more on it at this time? This investment, in my opinion, would seem to be very easily tied into our exchange. Example, the more you are willing to invest.
Oh, okay. You're not talking about investment in Iraq. Talking about community investments and the, you know what? We haven't talked about that because, because nobody asked about it because they put it out there. And we were actually trying to talk to the committee about current events, which was the NDA and the 800 numbers, and saying that, you know, things are ready to go and people are ready to go. And they've actually started the committees on other projects now. So they were going to do that one call Monday evening at 5:30, which we haven't even heard back from yet now because they're doing – actually doing something with China now, on working on a different project, which actually has something to do with this afterwards. So they're working on that now. But that's the only reason we haven't brought it up. If I would go in there, when I go do my exchange, I would still ask the wealth manager about it, too, because it's going to get you more money, which it probably will. Okay?
Okay. ISA 52BC says, what, if any, problems do you see with the U.S. potentially withdrawing from the Paris Agreement? Do you know if the RV is truly tied to the Paris Agreement?
Would they really withdraw from the Paris Agreement? No, I don't know, because it's a political thing. I don't think they are, and I don't think any of it's going to happen before this RV is announced.
Okay. D2X says, it's Wednesday. Any sign of the amended Iraqi budget in the Gazette today?
What there are signs of and there are articles of is everybody saying that the budget is law. There's plenty of articles out there today saying the budget is law. And they're saying it's law because it is going through the procedures it's supposed to. Is it in the Gazette in law? No. Nobody can see it in the Gazette because it's not there, because the 15 days haven't run out yet, or the three, or a total of 18 days. Now, there's an article out right now saying that, hey, I mean, they could go in, they don't have to wait the whole time period, but because the president from Kurdistan didn't sign it, so unless he says, okay, I'm going to go ahead and sign it because the other two have, if not, it will still be ratified through time, and that is the 15 days of time, and then a body will sign it, it will go through, and they can challenge it afterwards. So, again, we made that part of the first statement. Oh, you just asked a question, though. Everything comes down to the 21st of this month. Everything. Lower denoms, new rate showing, the budget going into the Gazette. 21st of this month. Okay.
Okay. Do you expect to see the new dinar international rate in the Gazette on Forex or through 800 numbers first?
Should be at the CBI site, and when we get the 800 numbers, it'll be in the bank. Would I expect to see it? Well, if it's Friday afternoon, I guess we're going to see it in the bank first. If not, then we should see it on Forex. They're not going to do, you know, the 10-day in advance that they wanted to do over the last 10 years, so it should just come out on Forex.
Okay. What parameters are used in deciding the dong exchange rate, and who sets that rate?
I have no idea who set it. I can just tell you what the rate is on the screen, or the rate that I was given by the Treasury 10 years ago was, you know, 47 cents. And the rate has gone all the way up to something crazy, $1.57, $1.97, all the way up to $4.
as contract rates, but then they say the contract rates aren't available anymore. So we'll see what happens. Actually, he said that the money was never set aside for the Dong to do the contract rates. So.
Okay. Capo. I don't know what this is. Anyway, I have many 500 dinar notes that I wish to distribute after the revaluation. At $3.50, that one note equals $1,750, well under the 14,000 limit. Are gifting letters required? He's going to, he has 500 dinar notes valued at $350 post RV that comes to $1,715 value. Are gifting letters required? He's going to give those
gifting letters so that you can show a chain of ownership. That's all. Because if something happens and those become valuable, they don't have receipts for them. They can show it was gifted to them. Nowhere requires you to go out and give a gifting letter.
Okay. Believer 2. Hi. Will the Iranian rial be exchangeable?
It's on the list.
Okay.
How many more questions do you
have? Too many.
Okay.
About, looks like 10. So I was going to
run out of
one
time.
Or two more and go to the live people. Okay. 1 second, because some of these we're not going to be hearing anyway. We've already addressed some of it. KC says, how many trusts can a trustee govern? As many as they can keep up with. Let's see. Okay, that's not a question, that's a comment. Some of these are too long. Okay, Daniel, the last two. Okay, Yukio, I'm still not able to receive tweets and receive a text giving me a username. I haven't received any text. Okay, Yukio, just make sure that you have 40404 saved in your phone as contacts under your contact list. That might help. And double check, resubscribe again to make sure that you are subscribed to receive the text messages. And hopefully that will fix it for you. Okay, let's see what some of our live folks have to say. First one, 707 California, you are on. Oh, wait a minute. That's not right. Let me reset this. It looks like it opened a whole lot of lines instead of just the speaker.
Well,
first
time none of them spoke.
Okay.
None of them said anything.
Now it's let me reset this. That's strange. First time it ever did that. It opened a whole lot of lines.
You're gonna drop everybody making call back in?
Well, I already saw where one person fell out like that because I know they were in a different lineup earlier than when I came here. Okay, see, it just – well, we'll go with what's here. Let me try it now. 773. Are you?
Good afternoon, Mr. Ray Wren.
Okay, we'll go with you. We have something here. Good afternoon.
Oh, wow. Get me all out of order, huh?
Well, it's not your fault. It's just this thing did something crazy, and I had to reset it.
Oh, okay. Well, other than your female software computer problems. How are you today?
Fantabulous-er, to the nth degree.
Very
and
good.
Yourself?
And good. I'm doing well. I'm doing quite well.
Good.
And good morning to you, Tony. How are you, sir?
I'm great. What I want to know is, why it has to be a female software problem? Because females don't know how to act right?
You can ask your brother, because that's
yep.
what he always says when he has software problems.
What?
That's what
well,
your brother always says.
Well,
I got it from Ray Wren 98.
Okay. I'm just curious about that. Where that
yeah.
Comes?
That's
all
where
right.
it came from. Well, I had a question, but you answered the question about the committee people. I was going to ask, had they been, I know they were reassigned and on to something else. I was going to ask you, had they come back together now since this is being rolled out further and further down into the month? But you said no, they've been reassigned to China and still working on something that concerns this. So you answered that question. And then my only other thing is, since they don't know what to do with people who have over $1 billion and how all that's going to work out, will you just release it to the rest of us who don't have $1 billion so we can just go ahead and do our exchange? How about that? Wow, 95% of the people, because 5% may have an issue.
Yeah, because that's what it turns out to be, about 5% or less.
Right.
But,
oh,
okay,
boy.
So next time we talk, I'll ask them about that. All right.
Right. Tell them we're ready. We'll go in quietly. We'll slip in. We won't cause no problem. We'll take our millions and we'll just, you know, fade to black. Why they work out
so
the rest of the
your
issue?
You're 900 million and go on about your business, huh?
Right.
Okay.
Happily so. Be ecstatic about it. All right, gentlemen, that's all the questions that I had today. Thank you so much for all you do. And Tony, look like you're stuck with us again for some more, at least another week. You keep saying every call you want this to be your last call, but now look like you stuck with us at least another week. And you haven't been to visit us on open mic for a while, so we invite you to come back. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hope to see you there.
I will try to do that. Okay.
All righty. Hey, Ray. See you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Ray,
New
so hold
York.
On. Hold on for a second. Wait, hold on for a second. Guys, guys, tell you about Parliament, how it's working, what's coming out in their articles. And these are articles that have come out this morning, I mean today, seeing what they're not going to do and that the process will continue as normal. So right now, I get a text that's on Iraq TV right now. Parliament will send the budget back to the federal government to ratify. The president now says he has changed his position on the budget changes and will sign off on it. Breaking news on Iraq TV. So, which means what? The president refused to sign it. He was trying to send it back to Parliament and have them redo it. Obama said, no, it doesn't work that way. We're going to do it like we're supposed to. Go through the 15 days, 18-day process. And now the president is saying, you know what? I'm not even going to fight you guys. Send it back to me. I will sign it off. So it'll be smooth sailing. That's what's on Iraq TV right now as we're talking. All right? Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, who's next?
All right, New York, 716 area code. You are on.
Tony Ray, good morning, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Tony, I spoke to you a couple of years ago. I'm a secret squirrel on, in the forum. I'm the one that had the Black Book brief that I spoke about with you, DC, when you used to kid Pam about the Black Book. I don't know if you recall that far back, but it was 2 years ago. However, I'm probably in the top 3% that you've talked about in the past couple of weeks. Unfortunately, I haven't been on many of the calls due to my work schedule. Now, my concern is not about the dinar or the dong. I've got more than enough to, you know, be happy for the rest of my life and to take care of family and friends. But I'm this Zim. When I first got involved in the Zim was like the first week or so you talked about the Zim, and that's when it was like $6 a note, and then it got up to about $30. So I found that it was best, more cost effective to buy in bulk of tens to get the cheaper rate. Now, I have well over 10, and my question is there still a and I apologize, you probably talked about this last couple of weeks. Is there still a possible contract for having more than 10, the 80-20 process?
Yeah, and I didn't get to, because I haven't talked to Monday. That is still there, going through the humanitarian projects, getting it approved and everything else, because that is on Zimbabwe themselves. That automatically goes to a platform where it's paid out and everything. So if you already have a humanitarian project that you want to submit, then great. But somebody asked me a question, and which really made sense to me, and said, could we team up with somebody who already has one approved or with somebody else? So I can't come up with a project to do that. And, again, I haven't been able to talk to ask that question. But it's a good question.
Okay.
All right.
So that would be great because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this currency I purchased as a novelty with the intent with all my Denarian friends to give them a 100 trillion note after the RV and say, put this in your man cave. But then when it became, more realistic that it will be exchanged, I'm thinking, wow, I'm up in that B zone if it goes through. But that's fine. I just wanted to know if I should just plan on giving it to charities through a foundation so that, you know, I can get a tax write-off on it if that were to happen, that 10 is my limit.
If that were to happen, I mean, first of all, guys, don't give away anything until this thing goes live and we know what the actual rules are. Because people can submit something every other day, and these guys can change their mind, you know, every other week, you know, because things happen
yes.
in the world. So I wait to go live before I gave anything away and made sure. The second thing is just that if you want to give it to a charity, it's foreign currency, let them go exchange it. If you want to go downtown and buy a 30-story office building, you know, for a charity to move into or something, give it to them, and that $14 million would cover it. Give it to them, let them go exchange it. It is still
that's
real
exactly
money.
What I was thinking.
You're
of.
Limited to what you can do, but you can use it for other purposes. Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
And one last question, if I may ask. Okay, about 5 years ago, you were promised a Bentley from your buds in Oakland. Is that still a good deal for you?
They were going to give me a Bentley?
Was it a Bentley or a Rolls Royce? I cannot remember. But your caller's from Oakland. I was just curious.
No, they were supposed to give me a Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce. Okay,
yeah,
well,
Rolls
I can't
Royce.
Promise you a Bentley, but I can promise you a good handshake.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay, well, thank you very much for your time, gentlemen.
I am actually going to be, so you guys would know, there is a list. I will actually, when we do Vegas, be giving out Bentleys at Vegas. I will be giving out Bentleys. Okay.
Oh, well, then I better make sure I'm there.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Well, having said that, Vegas, 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 and all the shun words.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay. Colorado 303 area code, you are on.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I'm hoping that you're well, because you're getting us all excited about some events closely to take place.
Okay.
Say something.
I said, let's
okay.
That's all I can tell you. All
right. Okay. How much substance should we be placing in the reports that Iraq may be trying to mirror the revaluation of the Kuwaiti currency? That is to say, Sunday, it was came out on the Sunday 24th, and of course they're trying to maybe breed some more substance to the fact that it's the end of the first quarter. Anything you could just comment, would appreciate an enlightenment.
I don't know that they're just trying to copy Kuwait for any reason at all. I don't know that. I mean, I know it's shaping up to be that. If we go to the 21st, like I've been told, somewhere in the next 7 days, if the Lord and Alms come out, no sense putting them out. They don't have a live rate again. So I don't see it actually. I mean, it could go to the 24th. Who knows? But I don't see them doing it just to mirror Kuwait. So I don't know. And I've never been told that. Never.
All right. Very well. That's all I had with that. Hey, let's get together and greet and meet, and blessings to you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
California 951, you are on.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Hey, question for you, Tony. This just to reiterate, once the 800 numbers come out, we will automatically be able to go and get that $1 million in currency. Correct?
You can walk up to the teller, get $1 million.
Okay. All right. The only reason I say that is because I've talked to some people at Wells Fargo, and they have this dumb look in their face, but I've got some currency traders in Wells Fargo that I'm going to go to. So I wanted to confirm that. Number two, second question is, with the Kurdistan president now ready to sign this document, do you think we still have to wait to the 21st, or do you think it would be prior to, or you really don't know until you find out when the president's going to sign the documents?
I know they have 15 days, and that's all we can base it on, and then he has three. Can they do it sooner than that? Yes. I don't know what his intentions are. He's just saying, now I changed my mind, I'm going to sign it. So whether he's going to sign it today, tomorrow, and they go ahead with it, I don't know. But I do know they're trying to get this done in the next 7 days, except there's another article that just came out this morning that says in the next 5 days. But we'll see which one is right. If either one
all
of
right,
them
so
right.
So in between the next 5 or 7 days, we should the light should switch and we should be able to go in and start exchanging, or at least call the 800 numbers, correct?
That's what it's saying right here. I mean, all my information is saying that last night and this morning, information I've been given, and the news articles are reiterating that today.
Okay.
So,
all right, and just... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying we'll see. Because I can only tell you guys what I get or what's out there, what's on TV. This is what's happening. And I've already told you who I get it from, so we'll just see.
Right.
It looks like this. Let me tell you guys this real quick. It looks like everything actually in Iraq and the information over there is staying more online than it is over here. I mean, the changes and things that are being changed and occurring is more within our own area, Treasury Banks Committee, than it is Iraq. All right.
Okay. All right. And then, just to reiterate, just so I understand, anything past $1 billion could set up between 0.5% and 3% in a bond or some sort of agreement with the government. Correct.
Now, he said that's what they're going to do with the people who already exchanged.
Okay.
They don't know what they're going to do with us yet, which I'm saying should fall under the same program, but he couldn't commit to that. He just said, okay. So far, we're trying to see that's what we're going to do with those guys.
Right. Okay. Sounds good. Hey, great, great call. I mean, I appreciate you guys giving us that information. I'll let the next caller, and you guys have a great day, all right?
All right, sir.
All right, thank you,
sir. Okay, Texas 281, you are on.
Well, hello there, brothers. How are you guys doing today?
Hey there, I'm fantastic.
Super. How you doing?
The degree.
How you doing, Tony? You know what? I think I was scorned. You called me a blonde the other day. I'm like, really? I thought he was one of my big pals, my older brother. I'm like, I'm going to have to get him when I get back on the call. That's all right. I'm like.
And you know what? I was just going to ask you that. Are you going to be blonde today or are you going to do something else? But go ahead.
You know what? Oh, you're so funny. Anyway.
Okay.
You know, I wanted to ask about I know they said the rate. Well, they may not put out the rate until it's on the CBI or when the CBI releases it. And we know they've been kind of holding this thing back for a minute now. So if that's the case, if the banks here don't want to roll with that and so they see that, in your opinion, do you feel like they're really, really going to release this thing? You know what I'm saying? Or if something else comes up, gets in the way, delay it, then it can keep rolling like that where it's not released yet. In your honest opinion, how do you feel about that? Because we know there's a lot of wrenches being thrown in the game. And what's the possibility of it still rolling past this month or April?
Okay, so everybody listen closely. Everybody. Because I get this question a lot, and I don't mean on the call. I mean 8 hours a day, every day, with everybody that calls me, ask me this question. Tony, they keep changing it. Every time you say something, they change it. Every time they say they're going to do something, they change it. Parliament changes it. The administration changes it. The banks don't do what they're supposed to do. This happens. That could go on forever. I mean, forever, something else can come up, and this can come up, and they say, well, it's happened for the last 10 years. How come it can't happen for another 10 years that they just keep coming up with stuff? You know, they'll drag this out until it's time for the vote, and then we'll have to wait for the vote, and then we'll get a new person over there like we did over here, and then they'll drag it out because he wants to do something else, and he wants to get more money, and on and on and on. And we said, we can't control that. I can't control that. All I can say is, here's the plan that we've given today. This is why we're doing it, and this is why it makes sense. Do I believe it? So throughout the whole time me doing this, and some of you guys already know, I'll get on here, and they'll ask me to say something. Because they'll give me some information and say, hey, can you do this and not start World War II? Or can you say this and not do this? Because they're trying to get something accomplished, whatever it is, on their side. Whether, you know, it was cyber criminals they're looking for, or we know they, you know, got guys bringing dinar over through Mexico in the duffel bags and that. But they do call me and say, we got it. We got it. We did this, did that throughout the years that things have happened. Or we, you know, they're trying to get this accomplished in the system. But even when they come out with a plan like now and we go through it, I tell it to you guys because it makes sense to me and I can see it happen, or I wouldn't just say it. What's that noise? You know what that is? They're trying to cut me off?
No.
Other times,
let me see. Go ahead.
when they ask me to say some things, I tell you guys, I say, no, I'm not going to say that because I'm not going to say that because
right.
It's not right or it's inflammatory. And I know they get upset and frustrated just like we do. And mm-hmm. I tell them, nope, that's not going to go over good. I'm not going to do that because, you know, you're asking me to light a fire that I can't put out if I do that, and I'm just not going to do that.
Right.
So do I believe they're trying to do the best they can do? Do I believe there is an end game here? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do I believe they're trying to get it done this month? Yes, because once you go and put all the money out that they have done, they got all the commitments for their $30 billion when they were trying to get $90 billion. We know the articles come out, say they're going to give it to them over the next 7 months. We know World Banker said, you're not getting any of that. IMF said, you're not getting any more money. Somebody's not getting anything until you do what we agreed to do, which was show the rate.
Right.
I know Iraq can't go for another 10 months. I know Biden wants this done before the elections because he needs it to get reelected. Some things just make sense. And at some point, it has got to end.
Right. And okay. The reason why I asked that question is because I know you're, you know, there, closer to your sources than we will ever be. So I know you can give a more factual opinion to some of us that may still be, even though we hear it, but you know what I'm saying? It's just like some people are just a little frustrated, and I'm sure you can understand that, and they go on, you know, a lot of what they hear out here in the our land. And so by asking that question, it kind of helped ease a lot of people's minds, because I did hear a lot of that kind of information this morning from other, you know, people out there that they are just feeling like this is just being delayed for other reasons than what you have just explained. So that's why I asked the question, because I know you could give a more factual reason, you know what I'm saying, as to why.
I do.
It's
an excellent question, and like I said, I get it all the time. I mean, from people who give me information are frustrated. And, you know, they say these guys are just stealing money every day, every day. They're dragging it out because they steal money every day. And it just won't stop. I'm like, well, they can't steal forever. And you look at it, once it happens, they get even more money. So they do want it to happen, but it has to meet certain parameters. That's all, guys. And I know it's frustrating for everybody. And even some of my own people within the Intel group, and they say that, you know, are they manipulating you? Are they just telling you this? Are they just telling you that? You know, and doing what they want to do, and that's why I tell you guys, some things they just mention, like we said, mm-hmm. in the course of the conversation, and well, this is what we're going to try and do, or this, and they're looking for feedback, and I give them feedback, and they come back and say, hey, we discussed it, we're not going to do that, we're going to do this instead. So I understand the frustration, but I know the process too, and I know, like I told my husband, we're still dealing with 190 countries, guys. Even only three of them are making the decision. And things have changed in the last 48 hours, and we're going to see it in the next 7 days. So hopefully all of our frustration will be over then. But, no, everything I tell you guys, I'm telling you guys because I think it's the right thing to do. It's the right information. It's the latest information. And an hour, 2 hours later, it may change, just like I just read that to you, what's on TV, and the news article said something different. He's not going to vote. He's going to let it drag out, and now they're putting on TV, he changed his mind, he's going to vote. I mean, so those are things that were planned. You know, they had plan A this morning because he wouldn't vote, and now they got to go back to something else this evening because he's going to vote. And that's how fast things change, but we can't control that. I can just pass it on to you. But know that it is going to end because it means too much to too many people. And I'm not talking about us. I mean all around the world who are participating in this event.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you explaining it to us, and some of the questions that I ask is for other people, which I've been in it long enough to know, you know, some of the things, but it's good for some of those that can't get on or get their questions asked for some of us to ask them, because some of them are just getting into this, and it's kind of good to ask questions for them so that they can maybe get a better understanding and get their minds at ease. You know, to hear the ones that are in the know to kind of give them a little bit of help, you know, and that is the question. But I appreciate you answering it. And they are listening, so thank you for answering.
Correction.
All right.
Well, okay. Ray wants to say something. That means you're in trouble.
There's some who can't get on the TNT call because we can only hold so many. There's nobody who can't get on this call, and it's recorded 24 hours, available 24 hours a day. It's recorded. So there's no excuse for people that can't get on this call.
Well, they can't get on live.
I just wanted to plug that. For the people that say, for those that can't get on, there's no excuse for those that can't get on the TNT call because it's available 24 hours a day on two recordings, not one, but two. So just wanted to make that distinguishing point. No, we're finished. I don't want to drag it in out. Just wanted to make that finishing statement. Thank you. Next is California. 916 California. You are next.
Hello, is this, am I the 916?
Yes.
You are. Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Hi, neighbor.
Hi, how are
you? Doing good. Still stepping out by faith, so we're doing it. I just want to confirm that is the gifts that we've given people taxed on the value of the gift at the time it was given? Is that how gift tax?
That's why you wanted to document it. I gave it to him. It was only worth a dollar when I gave it to him. So,
gotcha.
No. And plus, it doesn't count against their $14,000 that you've given them, because when you gave it to them, it was only worth a dollar.
Right. So the $14,000 or $15,000, what is the limit for after we RV and we want to distribute gifts? The non-taxable limit per person is $15,000 or $14,000?
I think it's 14,000 now. It was 12, but it's 14,000.
Well, it's
okay, great.
15 for 2018.
Oh.
It increased
to 15,000 now.
Okay, great. That
but
was,
you're looking at it the wrong way, ma'am.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, you're looking at it the wrong way. The
okay.
utopian way is to not give
okay.
to them at all. Give to an entity and then place them in charge of the entity. Then all that you're concerned with would not even be an issue. There'd be no
okay.
gift tax, none of that stuff. So that's what you need to pursue. If you haven't been hearing me teaching on that, that's what you need to pursue. Stop giving to people. Now, those that already did it, just don't worry about it. You already did it. So you already did your gift letters. You already gave them something. That still represents ownership. Now, those of you who have been listening to my teaching, I've been teaching you the concept of control versus ownership. And if you're learning how to control things, why do you want to make sure you keep other people on the plantation by giving them something now that you know better? And I'm speaking to everyone, not just you, Van, because you might not know all of what I'm saying. But I'm addressing those who have heard this before. You need to be focusing on finding ways to put people in charge of things instead of giving it to them. Then you don't have to worry about those issues that come along with ownership, such as taxation and other possessionary issues.
Okay.
So that's something
okay.
for you to focus on post-RV. And do you have access to chat? Are you a full TNT member with full access?
Yes.
Oh. Well, what are you doing on Sunday morning?
I'm in church. I'm in church.
You in church all day on Sunday?
From like 9 to 1:30.
She got a higher call.
Now, if you're African-American, you probably are in church all day on Sunday. But if you're not, most of the other races, they get in and get out in an hour. And we do some special boot training on Sundays, but we don't record those.
What time is that?
You could catch this because it's normally around 7 a.m. Pacific time, 10
on
Eastern.
West Coast time is 7 a.m.? Oh,
right. So you're not in church that early, are
you? No, I am not.
Go to bed early Saturday night, get you some rest so you can get up early Sunday morning around 7. Come in the chat room, and I'll probably be in there probably a little before 7, but you'll see us posting, get on the call, and you come in the chat room.
What
special number? Just for the TV members. I'll be posting in chat.
Which category? Just
in the chat room. Just get in the chat room.
Okay, is that under general discussion?
No, it's the chat underneath all of the forum posts. It's, you know, the active chat section where people are texting to each other and typing messages.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen it. I've always been afraid to do something wrong. I didn't want to get kicked out of the forum.
Okay.
I've been very careful.
Oh, thank you. It is very easy to do something wrong in that forum and be kicked out because, you know.
So I just didn't do much. I mostly looked. I didn't participate that much. Okay, I'll be there 7 a.m. Sunday morning.
Okay, thanks.
Oh.
I appreciate
it. Is she still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
now,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. I lost my connection for a second.
Do me
yes,
a favor, Ray. Could you give my number to your brother and ask him to call me?
Who, Tony?
Yeah, that guy. Hi, Tony. I didn't know if you could see it, Tony.
Well,
I'm going to
do something like that for him.
Because he's my neighbor.
I'm not on the board, but yes, he will give me your number.
Oh,
okay.
That's right. You are in Folsom. Okay.
Yeah. Neighbor.
Yeah, because you need some special help. We're gonna give you a little special help. So.
Thank you.
Only if
Thank
you want
you
it.
So much.
You want a little special help?
I do want some special help.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to try to remember to call you and give you some special help so that you'll be in place on Sunday for the other conversation that you've been missing out on. And,
Thank you.
And then I'll send your number to Tony.
Good.
And then if you hear from him, fine.
Yes.
If you don't hear from him, then it's not on me. It's on him.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. He'll call me. I just know it.
That's right. There you go.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right.
All right. Let's see. Colorado 303, you are on.
Hi, is this me?
Okay.
Yes,
yes,
ma'am.
You.
Good morning.
Hi. This is my first time getting through. I just had a quick question. A number of calls ago, you guys were talking about if we act wrong at the exchange or spend our money for illegal purposes, that they can take it back from us. And I thought you also said that if we gift money to someone and they do something wrong with it, that we can be held accountable for what they do. Did I hear that correctly?
You did.
Okay. So that tells me that I don't want to tell the people I gifted it to that they can exchange it, because I don't know what they're going to do with it. I have 3 people that I gave 2,000 dinar to, and I didn't tell them anything about it. I just said I would let them know what that's for at the right time. And I haven't been in touch with them for like 4 years. We all used to work at the same place, and none of us work there anymore. So I have no clue, you know, where they're at or what they're doing. So would that affidavit on the NDA cover me in that, or should I just pretend it never happened and never tell them anything?
I wouldn't be concerned with that. What they're concerned with, if you go and you do your exchange and then you come home and you give people money, cash money, U.S. dollars, anything like that, to finance an illegal operation, or, you know, they go do something illegal with the money and they can trace it back to you. Because people do things. First thing they want to know, where'd the money come from? And they can trace it back to you. Then, okay, then you shouldn't have given a drug dealer $50,000 to go fill up his suitcase or whatever he's doing, or $100,000 to become the king drug dealer or whatever it is. Those are situations. They're not giving a person, you know, a thousand dinar, a hundred dinar, 3-4 years ago when the process hasn't even happened. They're not even going to track that to you. Now,
okay,
if, again,
so I don't have to lose any sleep over that. Okay.
No, you don't. And they're looking for people that are doing terrorist actions or illegal actions, you know, anything like that with the money.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm so glad I got through. Thank you so much, you guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, 470-707-404. I forget all those.
707, that would put me in California. So.
Oh, 770.
That's right. good afternoon, gentlemen. Appreciate all the information on, once again, a very informative call. Question for you, Tony. Earlier on in your opening monologue, you indicated that today banks are not doing anything, that they, too, are just waiting. And so is that safe to say, then, that we can construe that banks are no longer asking and or needing any sort of delay in getting ready, that they're just waiting for the signal from higher ups that it's time to go and be released?
Because I haven't talked to our committee guy, I'm going to say they must have got accomplished what they did. We've talked to some bank people, and they said nothing's going on today, which to me is no memos, nobody's on standby, nobody's being restricted, you know, at lunch or dinner or anything else. They have nothing indicating that we're getting ready to start doing this today. Now, other times they did, today they do not. So that's all I can really tell you, other than, you know, we're waiting, yes.
And so there's really no standing order, quote unquote, as it were, of we're needing more delay. Because I found it interesting that one time when you said that things had been expected at 8 o'clock in the evening, they were given an extension of 3 hours, and they didn't meet that 3-hour time frame. So they are not in any sort of timing at this point to meet a delay request. Correct?
No. What I said was, it was supposed to go at 8 p.m. on Thursday. They didn't finish what they were supposed to be doing. They didn't finish until 11, and they still didn't do it. And then they had told their bank people, okay, we didn't get it done in time what we were supposed to do. So we're going to try to do it on Friday or over the weekend, which still didn't happen. And then on Monday, when we were talking to our committee member, again, they said, wait, it was supposed to start at 10 a.m. Monday morning. And they said, wait, we need a little bit of time so we can bring everybody up to date on everything that has occurred and everything else. So it was supposed to go between 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Monday night. Didn't happen. So yesterday or Monday evening when we talked, we were told, okay, so there's been a 24-hour delay. 24 hours. And I said, okay, so we'll wait for the 24 hours. We're going to go this evening, so I'm giving you guys details. This evening, we're going to find out about the 800 number. We're going to find out about the NDA, and then I'm going to let you guys know where we're at. Well, we're still waiting for the call back. Okay. So that's where we were as far as this side is concerned. I gave you Iraq side, which is basically between yesterday and the 21st. Lord Dhanam's is supposed to be released. We're supposed to see a rate. Mm-hmm. So that's their plan over there. The plan over here, we don't know till we finish up because they're still trying to figure out this ZIM thing and everything else and how it's really going to work now that the plan has changed. Mm-hmm. And that is really as up to date as I can give you right to this moment.
Sounds good to me. And, of course, I always am intrigued with the semantics and how the Iraqis, their terminology. And when the comments came through of Lord Dhanam's next week, a lot of times when they use the word next, they're meaning this. So, you know, getting into that time frame, 7 days, so it could be any time, like you're saying, and I'm hearing you say any time, any minute between now and the next 7 days or so. Right? We'll take it.
That's what they're being told.
Sounds good. Well, I appreciate again the info, and I'll ring off so that you can get others who have other questions to ask, but not before reminding folks that you will be telling us whenever that 10-day post-RV project is, whether it's 10 days or 8 days or whatever, you'll tell us for the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project when we'd be doing that. Looking forward to that. We appreciate it.
All right.
Okay. Thanks again. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Texas again, 281 area code.
Yeah, the other 281 lady really hit the nail on the head quite a bit. A lot of people are, we get all these deadlines, and we had drop-dead dates and everything else, and it's been going on actually for several years. So I think that Tony explained that pretty well. I remember a few years ago, we were at the 6-inch line, and of course it didn't happen. One of the concerns I had, and you've probably heard it too, it seems like the powers to be seem to be more stronger than the people who want to stop the RV seem to be more powerful than people who want the RV. And it seems like you hear that all the time. And what worries me, maybe this is a little too paranoid, but what worries me is that if they can delay this thing until May, Maliki can run again. And this is the same Maliki that brought ISIS into Iraq, and they should have executed him. But here he's still a force there, and I could just see him getting in again and then stealing their billions of dollars and going on from there. Tony, what's your take on that? I have a feeling in a way that Obadi's a little bit of a milquetoast, and if Maliki gets in there, and if he's going for election, he's going to strong arm people. And I don't know, maybe I'm just getting too paranoid on that. What do you think on that?
Okay, I hear that a lot. I do, just like as part of the scenario. I mean, this is all they got to do is wait for the election. Now they got another excuse for another year if we go through that whole process. So there's a couple of things. People want to wonder, why is Maliki or Maliki still around? Why is he still around anyway after everything that he did? Because he is still he was still a strong force. I'm going to say that up until about a month ago, because his party was still in place. And they still have a majority of the citizens, so you can't just walk up and shoot him in the head, because then we got civil war anyway. So, there's a time and place for everything, and we don't want it to happen going into the election, because somebody's going to say, that's why we did it. Instead of, we took our time, we sent Mueller in there, and he documented where all the money went, how he did everything. And I'm just using Mueller because I don't know who their FBI guy is. Anyway, our people are watching it and getting all the details, so they can take the proper legal action. Now, his party disbanded, so now he has to look for somebody else to support him in order to go into this challenge. Now, along with that, his party and others are complaining because the vote's not even here And they're saying the U.S. has already stuck a Biden back in the situation. He's won an election that hasn't even started yet, because that's the plan. You know, why are we going to do all this and hand it over to an idiot that we put in charge to start with? Because the U.S. put Maliki in charge, but once he got there, he just wanted to do what he wanted to do. When we spent all this time building this with Abadi as our partner, we're going to leave him in there until things stabilize, okay? Once the country has a new rate, they have new laws, it's stable, everything's going along, then they're going to deal with Maliki. In the meantime, he's going to try and get up, even though he's restricted to Iraq right now. First thing he's going to try to do is say, didn't work. And he's going to be gone to Iran for safety, because his whole goal is to get back in power and bring Iran in to replace the U.S. Okay? There's a push going on right now to get the U.S. soldiers to leave, all foreign soldiers to leave, so that the People's Army, which is Iranian soldiers that came over as citizens, can be the force over there working with the Iraqi army. That's the way Maliki and his side would prefer it. We're not. So this morning, what is the article that comes out? It announces that the U.S. is building the biggest military base over there in Mosul. And they went to go see that yesterday, but it's in the paper, and that's what his guys are trying to fight against. Why is the U.S. going to do that? I mean, we have to protect what we just spent 10 years building and what we're investing our future in. So that's what we can see. Does it happen the way we do things? No. We still have to do things the way they do over there. Again, you know, our country is 200 years old, and our own government is screwed up. So how do we expect them to reach our level in only 10 years? And it would still be screwed up if they reached our level. So,
yeah.
That's where things are at, okay?
Well, I guess what you're saying, basically, it doesn't look very good that Maliki will get back in. That's all I was worried about. You know, one of the little
that doesn't comment, look Gary good, realized, and looks like this is going to be done before then. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's tease you. Virtually everybody that calls in, they ask how they're doing. Everybody's doing great. I mean, no one's saying, hey, no, we're in pretty bad shape. We're kind of waiting for everybody's doing fantastic like you are. And it just seems to me, I would say 90% of the people are really counting on this to move ahead, and maybe they're not calling in. I mean, I certainly could use the money. I'm sure a lot of other people can. But when you ask how you're doing, we know you're doing. And they say, how you doing? Oh, we're doing great. We're doing fantastic. So I said, well, gee, I guess they don't need the money. They're doing so great. Well, that's kind of a humorous side issue on that. But I was just kind of worried about that.
Let me tell you something, just so you know. Everybody on this call, everybody that's listening, is feeling the exact same way you are. Everybody needs this.
Yeah.
This will change everybody's life. It will make everybody's life better. It will help so many people out of so many situations. They just don't want to get up here and spill their heart out. But we all know that, you know, there's the one percenters, and then there's the rest of us. And the rest of us can all use this.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point.
Send me the money.
That sounds good. Okay, I appreciate
there you.
Tony. Thanks for your help.
All right. Okay,
all right,
thank you, sir.
Goodbye.
Okay, now we're going to hear from Mr. Ambassador of the TNT, G-Man from PA. 610 area code.
Ray, good afternoon. Tony,
hey, sir.
Good morning to you. Ray,
thank you, sir. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Tony, this is G-Man from PA. I want to give a short shout-out for donations. Ray, we're still going to need these donations, aren't we?
Sure.
All right.
Yep, they keep prolonging this thing.
Yes, they do. Well, we're going to be here as long as all of us out here in the currency community continue to donate. And for those of you, ladies and gentlemen, that are new to the call, those of you that did not know, all of these calls that Ray and Tony continue to do for us so faithfully need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations
in order for these calls to continue. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Again, please make your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very glad that you did. And just in case some of you out there are wondering, yes, I did send in my donation for March. And no, Tony, no, Ray, they have not asked me to continue to do these requests for donations. I make these requests of my own volition and my own free will. So, gentlemen, again, thank you to you for all you do for us. Thank you to your families for sharing you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, unification, relaxation, vacation, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you again, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir.
Thanks. All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Okay. Didn't mean to cut him off. I thought he was finished. But speaking of being finished, let's finish up. What closing comments do you want to share, Tony?
Guys, I think it was a good call, to tell you the truth. I think you got some information out that people have been wanting to hear and know how this process works for years. And, you know, every now and then I try and go through it again so you guys know exactly where we're getting it from, how we're getting it, and understand it. You know, I've been going through this for years, and Ray's been going through it, and a lot of people. And what Ray was saying earlier, I think at our most, I did one call, we had 83,000 people on the call. 83,000. As we go through and people go back and listen to the call, we were hitting 1 million people a week listening on the call. Really, people going back listening to the recording because they couldn't be on the call. And those weren't my numbers because I didn't know the numbers. The government gave me those numbers, and that's why they came to our site. But then I think Pam figured out how to go in our system and look at it. Because I didn't even know we could track it. But okay, we were tracking. But the problem is people listen to it as we bring them the information we get, or we try and interpret it, or we try to make the best for you. And somehow it comes out that people think, you know, Tony can make that decision. You know, people say, well, how come it didn't happen? How come you didn't go to the bank? How come this and that? And it's our responsibility, you know, to call the bank up and say, hey, start at 3 o'clock, start at 5 o'clock. Hey, you said you were going to start between 2:30 and 4:30, then I expect you to do that today. Because I can't do it. I wish I could. I mean, I would have done it 10 years ago. I would have done it 10 days ago if I could. All I can do is give it to you, hope you understand it, look for it, and along the way, because that's what this call is about, along the way, help you think about things, see things, so that you can get the best out of this opportunity whenever it happens. And the best out of it is so it'll be smooth for you, so you will understand the process, so you can go in first, second, third, first mouse, second mouse, third mouse, your opportunity, but I want you to understand what's available to you. So that, and more important than anything, that they will be wrong when they told me that in 2 years, 90% of you will be broke anyway, so what difference does it make?
I want that to be wrong. I seriously, seriously want that to be wrong. And we've done everything we can last 10 years to try to help you prevent that from happening. Investment ideas, investment places, how to protect your money, things you should be looking at right now today to make sure how you can create a legacy for your family and not just the worst opportunity in your life. I've told you guys over again, go look at 30 for 30, athletes that have gone broke, and they've gone through hundreds of millions of dollars. And most of us aren't even going to have hundreds of millions. And if they went broke, you can surely go broke. I've told you to watch shows like How the Lottery Changed My Life. In both cases, you're going to see good and bad. When this happens to you, you're going to be so excited and loving every minute of it until you find out that your family members won't talk to you anymore, your neighbors send you, your friends are no longer your friends, all because you have more than they do, or you didn't tell it to them, or what I hear all the time when I tell people, you didn't explain it right. You didn't make me really want to go do it. So it's your fault. So give me some of yours. I got people right today, who tell me that, who I've told about this, who have it. And you know what they say to me? I don't have to worry about it. I know you're going to give me $1 million. I know you're going to give me $10 million. And I look at it and say, God damn, you are absolutely crazy. But they believe it. They do. And if I have people like that, I know you're going to have people just like that. And these people who have known about the dinar for years, and I tell them, I buy every week. Well, I bought one. I bought one gem note. I bought two. Or I bought this. Guys, you are going to go through it. We spent the better of 10 years trying to prepare you for not just the day you go to the bank, but for every day after that. That's what TNT has been about. And I'm hoping, praying that you learn something here, we can use it and go. I'm telling you right now, something is scheduled to happen between the 13th, which was yesterday, and the 21st. Now, that don't mean it's going to happen, because I said it. I'm telling you, something is scheduled. There is a plan for something to happen, and I don't know what day and what moment in time it's supposed to happen, but I know that's what people who should know are looking for to get this thing over with. Now, in the next 7 days, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how many times. Ray, what's the noise?
Yes.
I don't know how many times it's going to change or not change, but I can tell you today, from way up there, I know that is the current plan. So we'll see what happens, okay? So I'm going to try and enjoy my day. Hopefully we'll get a hold of our committee guy and get some updates of what's going on over there. And we'll let life go on. There's only 7 more days till the 21st is how I'm looking at it. And I'll see if things change or not. All right, you guys enjoy your day. All right, Ray.
Okay, let me get you out of the doghouse. It sounded like Tony cursed, but he didn't. That was G-O-T, not G-O-D. So just for those that are committing, Tony was cursing us. No, I'll hear it on open mic later, so let me go ahead and address it now. He didn't curse.
Well, let me just say but, this so y'all understand. Every now and then, Tony gives a cuss word here. But if you see him in person, you probably gonna hear quite a few, just so you know. All right.
But not the one they thought they heard though.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyway. Guys, I want you guys to feel like, man, Tony and Ray coming down on us. But I do want to make sure that the TNT members that access the chat room, no one understand, when we give you information, it's to strengthen you, to make you better. Even if it isn't the positive information that you want. But you must know and understand, for every negative, there's a positive somewhere. And you should spend your energy looking for the positive part of that information instead of dwelling on the negative part of the information. There's an expression that you've heard some people say, I can do bad by myself. I don't need to center myself around a bunch of other negative people for me to be negative when I'm trying to be positive. So I say that to caution the chat room members. If you don't have something positive to say, don't say anything. Just read, learn, listen. We don't want your 2 cents if it's a negative 2 cents. We already have enough negative thoughts on our own. And I'm not trying to censor the room and say what you can and can't say, but, you know, we've been on this ride long enough now that we know when you're unhappy. We know it didn't happen when you wanted it to happen, so we don't need you coming in, poking your lips out in chat and bringing the rest of the room down. People want to be optimistic while they're enduring this ride. And if you can't be optimistic with us, then be quiet with us. That way you can still stay with us. Get my meaning? I'm sure you do. Enjoy your Wednesday. It's hump day. We're halfway through this week. And if anything else exciting happens today, I'll be first to post it in the chat room, throw it in the forum, send you a tweet, do everything that we need to do to keep you apprised of what's happening while we are finishing up this journey. Keep believing. We sure do. Enjoy your Wednesday.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away.
I believe
it's already done.
Are you ready?
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe.
Hey.
He's gonna do it.
I know he will.
fix it.
I'm a fix it.
Yes, he will.
If you just believe.
Just believe.
Oh, if God's a kid, then
I'm
for
you.
I know you've been crying at night, but I came by to let you know that it's gonna get better. Trust in him. Hey, go on in there. Go on, told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't have
it. You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to
him.
Oh,
won't he work it out?
Yes, he will.
If you believe in him.